Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This is Mara. In the valley, on the mountains, I beheld only God. In hardship, I saw Him by my side. In ease and well-being, I beheld only God. Like a candle, I melted in His flame. Amid the sparks of the flames, I beheld only God. Thank you for joining me today for this time, this appointment we've made to share an appointment with God, with love. We've been doing this, some of us, for nearly a year, for over a year, actually, and it's basically a time when we take a passage from a book that I scribed for God, for love, for Allah, for Yahweh, a simple passage that you can hold in both hands and read in 20 minutes, simple series of passages, and we select a passage. This is day 13 of 26 passages. And we meditate to the passage. We do a meditation exercise. And before we do that, we generally just do a little work meditating and learning to meditate and practicing meditation together. It interests me, a week ago I had someone say to me, when I pray the regular way. And my response was, so do I always. There is, for me, no right way for praying except the way that's right for you. There is, for me, no right word to describe the process of taking some time to be with God except the word that's right for you. And frankly, there are probably as many ways to take time to be with God, with love, with Allah, with the Great Spirit, with the be-all and end-all, with the great I Am. There are probably as many ways to do that as there are people on this planet. Each of us are a unique soul, and we approach God separately. And we can also approach God in unison and in mass. And the goal of coming together is to remember with God. But no matter how you do it, what word you use to describe the process, God is as close as you reaching out to your dominant hand and grabbing a hold. Always. And what we do on Friday mornings is we spend some time doing just that. So we're going to go through in segments before we come to the passage today, which is many times humans' relationships present issues so profound it's easier to just not bother. And before we get to that particular passage, let us do some deep breathing and reach out, starting with let's just reach out and feel your dominant hand begin to warm up. Feel your dominant hand begin to become alive as you allow God into this moment with you. And let's take three deep breaths together as we begin that process. Breathing in deeply through the soles of your feet, using elongated breaths. Long, long, feel the air coming up through the front of your thighs, across and joining at your tailbone, pulling the air up, up, up. And as it comes in, as you pull the air across your tailbone, imagine that it is fearless. Fearless breath. Now you're going to pull it up to your necks and you're aligning your divining rod. So the next thing that you feel will be creative breath. Fearless, creative, and you're moving, feeling your breath come alive with energy. As you cross your solar plexus, you're going to know that your breath is creative. And you're pulling that fearless, creative healing as you're in your solar plexus, healing, moving up, loving. As you cross your heart, your breath is loving for you, for others. As you cross your voice chakra, your breath is forgiving. Coming up, your breath is manifesting. And now as you come to the top of your head, you're going to open it up and allow your breath to merge with the energy of the universe, to be divinely inspired. Feel your breath exploding. And now we're going to breathe out all of the negative energy you have inside of you as you're inviting God to sit beside you now, blowing that energy out, blowing out the negative energy, feeling it course down and out your body and back into the earth from whence it came. And feel your breath charged with divine energy. Let's take another breath. And as you're taking your breath, an exercise that I do is as I go through the words that I said to you, I pull in a little more breath. So, fearless, you've pulled in your first breath, and you're at the place of fearless. Pull in a little more breath. Don't let out. Just pull a little more in. Now you're going to move to bringing in a creative energy, creative, and you pull in a little more air. Then you're going to pull up and you're going to do healing. And as you're doing healing, send that breath coursing through your body. See the healing wonder of your breath. And then as you come to the heart, pull in another breath of loving breath. So now you have pulled in fearless, creative, healing, loving breath. And you're still not out, but you're saying the words. Pull in forgiving as you cross your voice chakra, forgiving yourself. And now we're going to move up, manifesting. Take time now to close your eyes and allow your mind to manifest those things that you choose to have in your life. The peace that you're looking for. The sense of security and safety, and to know that God is always there with you, providing those things, keeping you safe. And now, as you open your crown chakra and you allow your breath to release and go out and be charged by love, by Allah, by Yahweh, by the Great Spirit, the Creator, the Divine Mother, still pulling breath in and not having exhaled. Now blow it out. Releasing, releasing. Deflate your lungs. Push the air down. And as you do so, feel the electric charge coming from having God in the room with you by your side. Having the Lord there. Having your Savior there. And now let's do one last breath with no talking, just pulling the air in. Many people would say Om now as you're blowing out that breath. And now let's reach out our right hand, which is, or our left hand, whichever your dominant hand is. And imagine that you are taking your palm, laden and heavy with all the cares and worries of your world, and you are turning it upside down. And you are turning it upside down into the hand of your Savior, whatever name you give that being, that entity, the great I Am. Turn the palm of your hand upside down into the hand. And now reach out and grab the hand of someone else's Savior. And together we are forming a full circle of love, of unity, compassion, connected together, a circle of love. And now keep breathing, filling yourself up with the energy of this circle. And together, let us become agents of love. Let us send out love to the universe, love to everyone. Let's send love to those who are our leaders. Sending out the joyous energy that we feel from having love on either side of us. From feeling the energy of fellow revolutionaries who believe that love is the way. Feel the energy of those who believe that one kind act will change the world. Feel that energy going around us, sending it to our leaders. Now manifest. Breathe your energy in and manifest healing, loving, forgiving energy, and let it escape out to be charged and divinely inspired. And as it moves out, see it coalescing and coming together to form a beautiful, beautiful, vibrant ball of light. And it keeps expanding and believing and expanding as our acts of treating others with respect grow and grow and breaks down the distrust and causes that person to reach out and touch others in love and to become a person committed to acting in love and see the world begin to be encased in this beautiful, luminescent light, divinely inspired, charged love light. Feel the energy in the room in which you sit expand and grow and sparkle as that love explodes beyond your being to your family. And know that that love is there always. That you can take it with you as you go out and get in your car. You can keep it with you in a traffic jam. You can take it with you to work. That feeling that is encasing you now, of contentment, of peace, is yours. And in those moments where you may lose it, you will remember the feeling of it and be able to find it quickly. Breathing in. Let's do it again, my friends. Let's together, as we're sending this energy in, keep breathing in, breathing, pulling a deep breath up across the front of your calves, across your thighs, joining together to ignite your divining rod with fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting, divinely inspired and charged breath. And blowing it out. Creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting, divinely inspired breath, and feel with each breath the energy of light and the attraction of the light spreading out around the world as we sit here together, linked hand to hand, with love with each other. Today's passage is many times human relationships present issues so profound, it is easier to just not bother. Knowledge regarding inanimate objects is far simpler to master than knowledge about people. Please continue to stay hand to hand with love, with me, with the others listening now, and the energy of those who will come will join the circle as it grows through archive visits, and we will be one during this reading. We generally judge people by how they fit into our concept of things without making any effort to see how we fit into their concept of things. Each person touches your life for a reason. If you don't take the time to determine why, then you lose. Pulling the energy in and feeling the blissful, nice feeling, the contentment of being one with love. Breathing in. Breathing out. Think about it. Think about what you expect from human relationships. Think, and this is the message to me too, how much time do we spend interacting with others, and how much time do we spend ignoring others? When was the last time that you sat down with your child and talked about love? When was the last time that you sat down with your partner, your spouse, and talked about your ideas about loving one another and reaching out and touching each other? How much time do we spend in front of technological devices not using our bodies? In front of the computer, in front of the television set. I can speak for myself and say too much. Knowledge regarding inanimate objects is far simpler to master than knowledge about people. How many times have we developed relationships with people on the air where we know more about their make-believe lives than we know about the people in our own lives? How often do we reach out and ask questions? And then using the passage from last week, when we ask those questions, how often do we listen with the ears of those who speak? If you listen to another's story with your ears, you will filter the experience into your experience. Instead, hear the words from the perspective of the one who speaks. Hear their passionate call for some of you, for some of your time. Put yourself and your judgment aside. Listen with an ear to hear what the speaker needs to be heard and how you can help. How often do we take the time to open ourselves up to the risk of disappointment in human relationships? To sharing love, to caring touches. Knowledge regarding inanimate objects is far simpler to master the knowledge about people. So as you're breathing in your air now, let us breathe in a commitment that we will today reach out to others in kindness, in consideration, in thoughtful attention, with the hope, not necessarily the expectation, because an expectation sets up a judgment at the end if someone doesn't do it. But instead, we are going to inspire to the best we can others to reach out in love. And when we don't see that happening, breathe in and take in the power from this circle we're in to keep trying. To allow people to distrust our motives while we reach out, remembering the only being we have charge of is ourselves. I am in charge of me alone. Pulling your breath in. Don't judge the people around you by how they fit into your concept of things. Today, together, let's fuel each other with energy to make an effort to see how we fit into their concept. If we are all truly working as part of a team, we don't all need to be the star player to have an important role in the game. In the game of life, my friends, if you can envision it as a beautiful, beautiful glistening ring full of gems, and know that every gem is necessary for that ring to be complete. And each and every citizen of this planet is a gem on the gem, the ring of life. We need every player. So let go of judgments and see more in others than they are showing you. Reach out in love. Each person touches your life for a reason. If you don't take the time to determine why, if you don't ask what lesson is there in this for me, then you lose chance to grow. Maybe the person is there because they needed to see you hold your peace while they let go of their wrath. And maybe they are there because you needed to let go of your wrath and see them hold their peace so that you could have another piece to the puzzle in defining who you are. In knowing that you are exactly who God meant you to be. We've got about 5 minutes left here, and we're going to release the hands of the circle. And I would like you to listen to this music of Diarbe called First Light of Mine. And I'll play it very softly behind us. And we're just going to meditate, breathing in, I am enough. I am who I am supposed to be. And I am going to brighten my day by sharing this sense of love I have with others. And as you blow out, I am loved. Blowing out the energy and knowledge that you are loved by God, by love, by all. That is the great I am. Breathing in the energy and the power to reach out today to others, showing and manifesting love. Feel your body become like a liquid pool of calm water as your breath unifies you with love. Feel the joy of love crossing through yourself. And now breathing out, I am loved. Pull in a breath knowing you are enough for God to have a constant running appointment with you. Feel the charge of God's energy within you and without you, surrounding you in a safety net that enables you to show love to others. You are enough. Breathing out, I am loved. Pulling in divinely charged and inspired breath. Pull it up. Feel your body respond to the passage and touch of God's energy as it moves through you. Feel your hand excited with the touch of God. Feel your mind explode with the awareness that you are enough to be an agent of love, and that you were hand-selected to live the life that you are living. Now blowing out, I am loved. My friends, it has been an honor to spend this time, this morning, this appointment with God, with you. I feel alive, connected, and aware of each of your presence. Some of you came with heavy hearts, but you are now charged with the love of God. May love embrace you, and may you know that every second of today, God is there with you. Namaste.